The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Another edition, Are You Going to Eat That? Coming up. If you want to talk about a free agent, the news today out of the NBA.
Yes, the news is that Damian Lillard has had his contract, basically he's been waived and they've stretch extended it or whatever the hell that, what's the terminology?
They've stretched the contract, which means he has 2 years left on $112 million and they'll pay it over a 5 year. You can stretch a contract as long as it doesn't cost more than 15% of the cap. And indeed, I was today years old when I learned that, but they're stretching the contract and they'll pay his $112 million over 5 years instead of two, and it's allowing them to sign Miles Turner.
Just a little heads up, breaking news a bit. Brock Besser's staying in Vancouver 7 years, $725 million.
So that's another NHL free agent. The number two rated free agent left on the board, according to The Athletic, is a guy who's not signing a free agent contract with anybody else. He's going back home like everybody else has done. Interesting. So with Lillard, though, obviously he's hurt right now. Going to miss a good part of next season. However, that's a stud player. Is it at all possible? I mean, maybe not, because Pistons maybe not have the space, but then against the NBA, you can do what you want. Should the Pistons get involved and delay the gratification of landing this player until he's fully healthy, but knowing that you would have him? I mean, you talk about having a team then.
Tough question, given where he is in his career coming off an Achilles. I would have concerns about what kind of player he's going to be. Would I be interested? Yes. Would I put a ton of money into it? No. Would it take a ton of money to get him? Probably.
Not sure how much money would take, knowing that he has a stretch extension or whatever, that with the 2 years,
he's still getting that money.
He's basically going to get $20 million a year for the next 5 years.
That it's gotten stretched.
Probably not, but if it makes it easier for another team to then give you a contract and you go, you know, a five-year deal at $30 million a year, and you add the extra money he gets that Milwaukee has to pay, right?
Yeah, if he wants to play with this team on the cheap, I wouldn't say no.
Just curious what's going to happen with that situation. And apparently Giannis is not happy about that. That was a report that came out earlier as well. Although they signed Evan Turner to pair him with Giannis.
Yeah.
Not sure what they're doing in Milwaukee, but it's interesting.
They're probably trying to keep Giannis happy.
Probably.
And I would say that, you know, the choices were, how do you keep him happy or do you get rid of him? And it looks like they're going to try to keep him happy, which is what I would do too. I mean, they brought back Bobby Portis.
Yeah, but at the same time, you're letting Lillard go.
The problem with that too is Chris Haynes tweeted out that Giannis is very upset that they moved on from Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
Yep. That's what I'm saying. So, one to keep an eye on a very, very busy day today.
As far as Brock Besser is concerned, I mean, you just... you know, what are you going to do? The teams are bringing back their own guys. Did the Red Wings call? Did they make a run? These are probably answers we're not going to know.
Well, you got 7 years at 7.25 annual.
I mean, it's interesting that it happened after free agency started. Why didn't it happen before free agency started? Did they just want to get everybody's last offer?
That was what was weird, too. I was talking to Kenny about that, because they could have given him 8 years if he didn't hit free agency, but he hit free agency, so they could only give him seven. So he lost out a year because they waited past noon.
Probably more annually, I would imagine. That's why he would do it. But all right, time for another edition of Are You Going to Eat That?
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, starting today and available through July 7th, Starbucks is making something available, Gator, called the Fireworks Frappuccino. It is a blended red, white, and blue frozen beverage that starts with the Summer Berry Refresher as its base, which is a blend of raspberry, blueberry, and blackberry flavors. It's blended with coconut milk and poured over raspberry-flavored popping pearls. The Frappuccino is also swirled with a strawberry puree and finished off with sweet vanilla cold cream foam to round out the patriotic color scheme. It does look red, white, and blue. It is the Fireworks Frappuccino. As described, Gator, are you going to eat that?
No. Not even close. No, I don't.
But it's called Summer Vacation in a Cup.
Sure, I'm sure it is. Frappuccino, that's not my thing. I don't do anything coffee-wise. The closest I get to having to go to a Starbucks is if we're on remote. When we're in at spring training, for instance, and we stop at a Starbucks on the way into the stadium, I'll get like a hot chocolate or I will get a cider. I will not get anything to do with coffee, frappuccino, cappuccino, mocha, whatever the hell, mocha latte. I don't, none of that crap. I don't do that. Not going to happen.
All right. I will not try this either. Next up, coming out from Oreo Cookie, Oreo Blueberry Pie.
Okay.
They feature a graham cookie with sweet and tangy blueberry flavored cream. Pre-sale is underway. Find the limited edition Blueberry Pie Oreo at stores nationwide that carry the brand, Walmart, Target, Kroger, Aldi, on July 7th. A Blueberry Pie Oreo.
Yes, 100%. I mean, the fact that it's a graham, the cookie part?
Yeah.
That's intriguing. I never heard that with Oreo. Nothing wrong with just a regular Oreo, right? But yeah, I would absolutely try this.
I think this is intriguing. Blueberry pie is a summer treat.
Come on.
I will try this.
Yeah, there you go, dog.
I will try
this. Yeah, you will. Yeah. Come on.
Next up, Pringles and Miller Lite.
What?
Have come up with a collaboration on the beer-braised steak potato crisp chips. Fire up your summer with a limited time only Pringles and Miller Lite collab. Savory beer-inspired crisp chips that taste just like a juicy, flavorful steak. Pop a can open, an explosion of beer-marinated steak flavor that will keep you coming back for just one more crisp. Gator, the Pringles Miller Lite beer-braised steak potato crisp chips. Are you going to eat that?
Yeah, I'll try it. It sounds really intriguing. Look, you get any kind of flavoring on a potato chip, most of the time I'm going to try it. So I'll give this one a shot.
Yeah, I think I think I'll probably pass on this.
Oh.
Sorry. Next from Panera. Panera's introduced the Strawberry Basil Lemonade Fresca. It's a refreshing lemonade made with agave nectar and strawberry puree fruit blend infused with fresh strawberries and basil. Gator, the Panera Bread Strawberry Basil Lemonade Fresca. Are you going to eat that?
Yeah, I'll try it because I absolutely love Fresca. It's probably my favorite soft drink. I like lemonade a lot. I'm intrigued by it, so I got to try it. I don't know if I'll like it, but I got to try it.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think I probably would try this myself. Oh. I am not a Panera guy. I find a Panera, I'm like, I paid how much for how much food? Sure. Is sometimes my response. This sounds really good. So I think I might sample that.
Get a kitchen sink cookie with it and you're all set.
And finally, Pepsi has a new flavor out for the summer. It is wild cherry and cream flavor. It's basically like a cherry vanilla. Gator, the Pepsi wild cherry and cream flavor.
No, because it's not zero sugar. And I think that the zero, I like the zero sugar soft drinks, most of them. I'll try and give them a shot. I love Coke Zero Sugar. I don't love the Cherry Coke Zero Sugar. I'm not sure if Pepsi's going to be able to improve on that. And when you throw the cherry vanilla flavors together, normally I would say, well, it sounds great, but not for zero sugar. I don't think it would taste good. And this one doesn't sound like it's zero sugar. So no.
Yeah, I probably will pass on this. And I like you. I find most pops to be way too sugary. But there it is, another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That?
So did you bring the Oreos?
I did not bring the Oreos, no. Yeah, blueberry pie Oreos? Wow. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. More of your phone calls and feedback coming up. Also, some interesting news regarding our Tigers. We will get to a bit of a... Kerry Carpenter plays on the 10-day IL today. If you missed that, Trey Sweeney being called back up. But something else is the numbers are in from this weekend that we will discuss next here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.